ABC Radio Australia.
Let's head to Germany now, where thousands of human remains taken from the Pacific decades ago are on their way home thanks to a restitution project headed by the University of Göttingen. Many of the skulls and skeletons held by the university were used in race research, an outdated practice widely condemned for its bigotry and racism. And some Pacific communities are only just finding out that their ancestors were removed from burial sites. When you enter the collection rooms of the anthropology department in the University of Göttingen, you're greeted by looming white shelves stacked tall with cardboard boxes. It looks like your regular storage room, pretty unremarkable, but inside these boxes are reminders of a dark and troubling moment in Germany's scientific past.
Our ancestral remains are in Göttingen.
McMichael Mutok Jr. works as a history preservation specialist and registrar for the Palau government. He visited the university to see what was inside these boxes. At least 10 of them contain skulls taken from his islands in the Pacific and shipped to Germany more than 100 years ago.
They had these markings, so numbers that's written on the skulls, each of the skulls. And the Göttingen University has the list of index cards that would identify as Palau. And there were actually like 10 of them that were in the collections. But there were 12 index cards, so it means there were two missing.
Not much was known about the skulls, where exactly they came from, or how they all got to Europe from Palau. Mr. Mutok Jr. is part of a team of cultural representatives, researchers and historians trying to find answers and get those human remains back home. In their investigations, they've made some shocking discoveries.
So I actually find out like a lot of our ancestor remains were collected by the South Seas Expedition. When we traveled to the Hamburg Archive, they had a lot of journals from the South Seas Expeditions. Paul Hamburg went to this one village, and he actually asked the villagers that he needed a couple of skulls. And then the villagers, they actually refused. So he went there by himself and took a couple of them without knowledge of our villagers, yeah.
That lack of knowledge meant that until Mr. Mutok Jr. was contacted by the university in Germany, he and many Palauans didn't even know the skulls were stolen and taken abroad.
So it's actually pretty sad that we didn't know about it until now.
And there were more surprises in store.
What I learned is the skulls that they were collected because they were trying to compare our brain capacity between the Germans and the islanders to see how like intelligent are we. I would say like the Germans way back 100 years, they're kind of like racist, trying to compare us. How different are we?
The German collectors didn't just take skulls from Palau. There are thousands of human remains from countries including Papua New Guinea, Kiribati, French Polynesia, Australia and New Zealand, stored in just two collections by the University of Göttingen.
The context of this human remains is very, very varied.
Jonathan Kurzweli is a social anthropologist researching the university's Sensitive Provenances project to return the human remains.
It has been networks of missionaries, of early explorers and so on, who have kind of been requested to deliver human remains, often initially at great reluctance, and have ultimately sent these human remains to the early scientists of the Enlightenment, who then established comparative anatomy and often quite explicitly wanted to do what today is described as race science, as a kind of rather invalid discipline.
He says the project is part of a renewed focus by Germany's museums and universities to recognize their sometimes disturbing colonial pasts.
Germany has been very strong in kind of reworking through the history of the Second World War and of the Holocaust, most of all. So that's a lot of work that has been done in terms of historical memory, memorialization, and so on. But Germany only recently woke up to its colonial history. Germany is at the moment at a level in which many institutions proactively say, well, we realize we have a collection that we really haven't looked for 50 years at, and maybe we should do something with it, and maybe it's problematic to keep having it.
Some ancestral remains have already been returned. Earlier this year in Hawaii, 13 skeletal remains called iwi kupuna were returned to their descendants in a ceremonial event. Cultural practitioner Kaleahu Kakeres spoke at the event.
We are recognizing our kupuna again, and they are recognizing us in return. Having their leadership severed from our lives for several generations has caused many of us to lose our way, to lose ourselves. Reconnection to our ancestral family helps us to find our way again. We are welcoming our kupuna back into our lives and homes to continue to guide us, to inspire us, to protect us.
Professor Regina Bendix from the University of Göttingen also spoke.
We recognize the need to apologize in the name of our forebears for holding your ancestors for so long unburied in cartons and closets.
But for many other Pacific communities, the journey to bring home their ancestors' skeletons has only just started. Fijian archaeologist Dr. Teresi Vunadillo is a fellow at the University of Göttingen.
For me as a researcher, alongside my fellow researchers from Africa and Oceania, it's quite an emotional journey because a lot of us look at these human remains just like, their family. And, when you see them traded like, a piece of wood or, any other item, it's quite moving.
She says it's a difficult process to find the families and return their ancestral remains.
So some have information, which is really good. So we can actually track it back straight to the tribe. Majority, unfortunately, are not clear or unknown. So what we're doing is we're learning from examples like in Hawaii and New Zealand and Australia. When there are unknown locations or unknown sources, that's when the museums step in. So in some countries, they do kind of a combined burial or a memorial that is created where all of these human remains that were unidentified, even though the main point is to take them back to where they originally come from, but for those that don't have information, that may be the pathway that we will follow. The things are changing. It's shifting from museums being gatekeepers or stopping Indigenous people from accessing these collections to now inviting people from Indigenous communities to actually come along and research about their own people. And I think that's a wonderful thing.
Back in Palau, McMichael Matok Jr. is also glad to be part of the project, but he says it will be at least a year for his country's ancestors to return home.
We're trying to collect more, as much information as we can. And hopefully there would be a DNA testing to know where our human ancestors came from, which village or which clans in Palau. But for me, I feel like there's still more out there. There's still more work to do.